Now, my music guest this morning burst onto the South African music scene in 2000 and since then has enjoyed the type of longevity in the industry that few artists are able to. Her debut album, The First Lady, featuring the likes of Tembi, Tandiswa Mazwai and Lebo Mathosa, earned her 3 SAMA nominations in 2002 and also formed the basis for the moniker The First Lady of Kwaito. As an artist, Mara Day has managed to cross cultural and language barriers using her music to bring people together and celebrate the heart and soul of South Africa. I'm delighted to welcome tomorrow to Weekend Breakfast. Hello!
Hello, Sarah Jane, how are you?
I'm super, I'm all the better for hearing you. But listen, how are you? Because you have, you recently shared and posted on social media about some health troubles that you had that started last year. Are you all right?
Yes. I am a lot better. It's been quite a journey.
Sure.
Started during the first lockdown. I really put it down to, too much time at home eating carbs and sugar. It was actually a stomach thing. And then unfortunately ended up in hospital and then kind of in and out of hospital with various stomach surgeries over the last, the last one I had was 8 weeks ago, in fact. So I really have had a bit of a rough ride, but I'm a lot better. And, in between all of that, I was kind of healing and then getting back on stage and getting back out there. And it's been a crazy time, along with the pandemic, and there have been a world of challenges. But, I think what I've noticed is that whatever sort of underlying issue you had going on in your life, or whatever sort of like something that sort of needed your attention, and I think this, a lot of people will say this is true, has sort of bubbled to the surface during this time. Whether it was, in your relationship or your health or your business or your whatever. And I mean, we've all had to deal with, that stuff, the stuff we had been possibly ignoring or not dealing with. And so health was my thing. I didn't see it coming, but, I'm glad I'm okay. And I'm strong. I'm stronger than ever. So I'm very, very happy and very grateful.
Listen, I, for one, was so appreciative when you posted that, because you made the lives of so many of us as working moms, you made yourself vulnerable. And so often we go on social media and all we see, and it's a bit of a thing that we can get hooked into, is people who appear to be living these perfect lives. They've got the perfect house, they've got the perfect partner, they've got the perfect children, the perfect body, the perfect health, the perfect mental health. And you end up looking at yourself going, am I completely crazy then? Because I haven't got, I nearly swore then. I haven't got any of my stuff together, very often the wheels are falling off. So when you, you are, post and say, guys, I've had a really crappy year, this is what's been going on, the relief for the rest of us is enormous.
Yes, no, and it is the truth. People, I mean, I think there is a total misconception. I mean, in that world, everyone is kind of putting their best foot forward, but in reality, people are struggling, all of us. If you go onto my Instagram profile, you'll think I'm having the best year of my life. I'm keeping things positive. I'm pushing a lot of positivity out there. But at the end of the day, behind closed doors, a lot is going on. And I just, what happened is that before I ended up in hospital, like I said, 8 weeks ago for my 4th stomach surgery in the last year, I lost three people, in fact, very close to me, two to suicide and one was Craig Massive, my partner in Flash Republic, my brother and best friend for many years, absolutely devastating blow to brain cancer. And I just felt like I was sitting in hospital thinking, I can't, while people are suffering quietly and taking their lives, I can't keep quiet about what's actually going on in my world. And I just felt like I needed to speak about what was happening, because I felt like there's probably so many of us that are not verbalizing our struggles. And I, just having lost people close to me at this time, I just felt like I can't go on, just putting across this happy, version of myself.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm really, really going through probably one of the hardest times of my life.
Sure.
I hoped that it really just came from an energy of just, I didn't want people to feel sorry for me. It's just, and I didn't really want to, you know, I just wanted to inspire people to please talk about what's going on with them, whether it's to family and friends or, you know, I just wanted to encourage that because people are, you know, en masse, really struggling in a million different ways. And I think part of being okay is allowing ourselves to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something we don't do because social media just kind of pushes us again to kind of put our best foot forward, push out that, you know, if all that positivity is wonderful, but it becomes kind of toxic positivity. Absolutely. When you're not able to be vulnerable and honest about your struggles. So, and I think as an artist, I mean, we kind of feel a pressure to not, put that kind of thing out there because it kind of bursts the bubble of you know, that artist bubble of like,
yeah.
You know, that beautiful visual, that beautiful way that we present ourselves and the way that people kind of want to see us. But at the end, it's not what actually people want to know that we're human. And I think it's incredibly important that we allow ourselves to be vulnerable out there and for people to see that because we're in a time where we can't connect with each other. We need to connect, you know, and know that, sorry, I'm rambling.
No,
yes,
you're not at
I
all.
But
you
get what I'm trying to say.
No, I absolutely do. But I think also what I love about what social, there's an awful lot that I don't love about social media. And then there's an awful lot that I do love about it. And I love that it allows people like you who are prepared to burst the bubble when it needs to be burst to do that. Mm-hmm. Because also the fact that you do that, it to me it speaks to the fact that you understand that as a fan, as somebody who enjoys what you do, I'm discerning enough to be able to realise that there is the Tamara who we see on stage and go, oh yes, you know, big fan of that. But then there's also another person. You know, and then you being vulnerable in that way. You're not treating me like an idiot. You're saying, I get that you know that that some of what you see is for the stage, but there's another part of me that is real. And I think social media, but in the days before Twitter and Instagram, you know, my job was simply if I would only know how an artist is doing because of what their manager told me. You know, they would send me a press release and say, this is what they're talking about. This is how they are. This is who they are. And that's all you need to know. Whereas social media has allowed us, everybody, to see the human side to the people who we admire so much more, which is so much more genuine.
Yeah, I do wish I'd even done it sooner.
Do
I
you?
Think I did not expect the outpouring of love and support from people. To be honest, I wasn't even thinking when I did it. I was just thinking of the people I'd lost and sort of honoring them. Mm. And I don't know what I was expecting, but I was quite taken aback by the incredible love and support that I got. And I kind of thought like, wow, I wish I just shared what was going on a lot sooner. But you know, but I guess maybe I wasn't ready to prior to that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so I never want, you know, and I guess my pride has always been, you know, something that has possibly held me back at times, you know. I've always kind of worried a little bit too much about what people think. And I mean, I definitely, you know, to people out there listening, it is just honestly a waste of time to put your energy into something like that, you know. But this industry does have that kind of effect on you sometimes as an artist, you know, with a lot of kind of attention on you and that kind of thing. And, you know, we're growing. We're always growing. To this day, I grow constantly every day and learn. And, you know, the pandemic, as much as it continues to be a very brutal time, there are so many beautiful lessons and blessings and silver linings. So I really am trying to just stay focused on those things. And that is really kind of helping me get through it.
Before
you know?
We listen to some music from you, Tamara, just you mentioned,
yeah.
you know, you have been in this industry for a really, really long time.
Yes.
Is it an industry that you are fond of or is it a necessary evil?
That's an interesting question. No, I'm fond of the music and have no plans to stop doing what I'm doing anytime soon.
Good.
The industry comes with many challenges. It really does. Anyone who's in it will tell you that. But I'm not going down without a fight, guys. I mean, when I say I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, I still have so much to give, and I'm so inspired by what's happening out there. The industry is tough to navigate. It's constantly changing and evolving. The move to digital was a big thing. Like I say, with every change, there are exciting new parts of the evolution to embrace and enjoy. I've always been one to just continuously kind of reinvent things, and I'm happy to kind of be kept on my toes and keep moving and keep learning and evolving as a musician, I'm ready for the challenge.
We are so glad, first of all, that you are here. We are grateful for your honesty. We are looking forward to new music in the future. Before we let you go, please will you introduce the song that we're going to play out the show with today?
Yes, this is a track I did with DJ Maporisa. It's called Fly Stars, and it features an amazing artist from Ghana called Palamo. And it's just... really, it speaks to, there's a message I want people to hear in this song, which is that together we can conquer anything. So it really is a song about togetherness, and just has a beautiful energy that I hope will inspire everyone out there today. Yes, there is new music coming soon. So I don't know if we're going to get a chance to talk about that, but yeah.
Just we're going to have to end the show. I'm just going to encourage everyone to follow you on social media to find out when that new music's coming at Tamara Day.
Yes.
It has been an absolute pleasure. We wish you health and happiness, Tamara. Thanks so much for joining us. Saturday, we will of course be back with you tomorrow between 6 and 10 for a Father's Day edition of Weekend Breakfast.